Every member of the House and Senate gets a copy of each of the 500 to 600 bills introduced during a typical legislative session. Lobbyists, the media, and the general public can also pick up printed copies. Then there's the Daily Journal and event calendars. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs serves on the Joint Budget Committee. He notes that the state's budget bill alone can be up to 300 pages long.
We typically have, maybe between 30 and 50 bills that go through that have to do with the budget. So again, that's hundreds and hundreds of pages for every legislator. I don't think it's going to change overnight.
But there is a growing consensus inside the Capitol that something needs to change, and soon. According to nonpartisan legislative staff, each of the nearly 6 million printed pages costs about 2 cents to produce. Democratic Senate Majority Leader John Morse says printing and filing every bill not only wastes money and paper, it's also labor-intensive.
We have two people working full-time on the Senate floor just filing the amendments, the fiscal notes. There's got to be better ways to do this now that we're actually in the 21st century with our technology.
Lawmakers are issued a laptop when they come to the Capitol, but legislative leaders are exploring a switch to iPads or other type of tablet. Moore says the goal is to find a user-friendly way to cut down on the paper jam.
As technology continues and as our culture changes, we think we need to be on the leading edge of this instead of all the way on the following edge.
Colorado has come a long way since statehood, when bills were handwritten and there was only one copy to share among lawmakers. Chris McGowan is the Senate's reading clerk. He says it wasn't uncommon for someone to steal a bill.
Because there's no bill, there's no debate. It definitely happened, probably not a lot.
But theft was enough of a concern that a safe was placed underneath McGowan's desk when the Capitol building was first constructed, and the clerk would lock up the bills every night. McGowan now uses the safe for storage, but says it's a good reminder of the changing times. He says he's not sure how the paperless initiative would impact his job, but he says it would definitely mean less recycling.
We recycle everything. We have boxes of recycling. We're not just burning through paper up here at the state capitol.
The paperless initiative wouldn't roll out until next year, and proponents say it would take even longer for there to be a noticeable impact. It's still not clear what the overall savings would be. Lawmakers say they do want to make sure the public can still easily trace changes to bills, and legislators of all ages feel comfortable with the new system. They don't expect to eliminate paper entirely. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.